兄姐妹新年蒙福快乐，
谢谢蒙福啊，老弟，
三里蒙福啊。今天是新的一年的第二天的新春，年初二。
Today is the second day of a new year.
昨天年初一你们在做什么？
啊 ，What were you doing yesterday？
我很高兴的，因为我的女儿呢13岁，她在学校里学到要中国人的年过年做什么，她告诉我。
Yesterday, my daughter who is just 13 years old learned something from school about Chinese New Year.
她说啊，北方人吃水饺啊。
She said in the north they eat dumpling.
那我就。好啊，那我们一起来包水饺了。
So we decided to make some dumpling.
昨天有没有人包水饺的举手？这里也有啊，你是北方人呢、啊？
You are from the north.
我们做了两个馅，一个是韭菜猪肉，一个是那个虾仁，还有那个白菜猪肉啊。
We make two different kinds of shrimp and vegetable.
你们的馅是什么？
What do you do?
哇，都是一样的。我们生命的馅也是要有。一个料在里面呢，以致我们的生命能够成为别人的祝福啊。
Even our inner life must have something special so that we can bless others.
然后大家都也是很关注，在中国大陆武汉甚至周围的城市香港、台湾到处都被这个事情这个你可以说是一个瘟疫啊，一种的病毒影响。
I know the whole world, the Chinese are very concerned with coronavirus in China.
所以昨天我整天预备讲道，也看到这个不断的一些报道。
So as I was preparing for the sermon, I will also keep up with the news in China.
所以呢，我们的家也希望讲完道之后一起来为这个事做一些祷告，好不好
？Maybe afterward we can have a prayer together for China.
所以让我们再次一起来重新仰望主。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们有生命气息，都是你赐给我们的。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life that you gave us.
让我们想到人的生命很脆弱。
We remember how weak, feeble we are.
好像圣经所说，我们出现片时，好像云彩一样，就消失了。
Like Bible says, like a mist, we appear for a little while.
但是如今你给我们活着，必定有你自己的美意。
But today you give us life to live for you.
并且在新的一年，主啊，你要我们领受你的教导，领受你的真理。
Teach us your lesson for the new year.
帮助我们更懂得什么是生命蜕变。
So that we can know how our life can be transformed.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
在年纪小的时候，过年呢，我们很兴奋，因为有什么新衣服穿，有红包拿。
Very often, when you are young, you are also excited about the new year. So many new gifts for you.
哇，觉得有很多好吃的，觉得很兴奋。
There are always a special meal to share.
但是年纪一大，年纪大的时候呢，好像过年的那种的兴奋越来越少。
But as you get older, the excitement dimmed.
你觉得为什么呢
？Why?
今天我都讲到了，会常常问你们问题，你们回应啊。
I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. Hopefully, some of you will respond.
环境变了
，the environment changed，
年纪大了啊
，we get older，
真正的是什么？心态改变了
，and also our attitude, our heart changed。
我们在小的时候有很多的期待，很多的盼望，也有很多的兴奋。
When young, we have so many expectations, they are so exciting to look forward to life。
甚至我们作为基督徒，我们新年来了，好像没有太大的兴奋，到底问题在哪呢？
Even for Christian, a new year comes, so we feel nothing exciting about.
是我们的心态老了。
Our heart is getting old.
但是神是从古到今到永远在做新事的神。
But God is the eternal God who continues to do new things.
并且在我们生命中要不断的更新改变。
Even in our life, He continues to renew and transform us.
很多时候我们来到说哎呀我希望有我的妻子我的孩子有这样的改变我的配偶有这样的改变
Very often we wish our children, our spouse can have change
哎呀真的是看见这个儿子这样的对我说话的态度啊神啊你改变他
When I see the way my son speak to me I say God change him
哇，看见身边的一些的工作的同事，怎么他这样的？神啊，你改变他。
When I see my colleagues dealing with me, I say, God, you have to change them.
甚至我们不会祷告，我们只是在埋怨，为什么？为什么
？Very often our prayer turns into just complain.
但是今天我们所读的圣经，保罗告诉我们，神在我们生命当中的作为是要继续的扩展。
In the Bible, Paul tells us that God continues to transform our life.
因为他叫我们针对我们自己的问题，我们的生命。
The Bible says the problem is our life, our own life. That's the problem.
我们一起提醒自己，神要我改变。
Let's remind ourselves, God wants us to be transformed.
Not us, me. 神要我改变。
God wants me, I to be transformed.
我们一起来跟自己提醒一下，
神
要
我
改变。
God
wants I
to be transformed.
然后呢，我也要改变。
And I want to transform.
这样，你的焦点不在人身上、环境，而是神在你身上有一个计划，他要你成长成熟。
So that we will not focus on our environment or others, so that we can see that God has a plan for us to change.
所以今天的主题叫生命的蜕变。
Today I want to talk about life transformation.
那中文字这个蜕变呢？就是把那个原文的意思翻译出来了，就是写出来了。
The Chinese is very clear, the transformation.
这个蜕变的蜕呢，有一个虫字旁。
The insect on the side of the character.
然后呢，那个另外一边呢是喜悦的悦呢，陶神喜悦的另外一就是那一旁呢。
And the other side is something become something more pleasing, pleasing to God.
然后原文这个字呢，就是 metamorphosis.
In English.
Metamorphosis 其实不是英语，它是把那个希腊文翻译过来的。
That is from the Greek root.
有没有听过这个 metamorphosis 这个字啊？我们学这个 biology 生物的时候，好像学过这个字啊。
In biology, you learn about metamorphosis.
到底是什么意思
？What does that mean?
什么 insect 什么昆虫是这种？
蚕虫。
蚕
虫。哇，蚕虫一直吃那个叶子。然后呢，吐丝结茧，然后呢，
变成鹅，
萃茧而出呢，就变成鹅了啊。
You know about the self-form that experience metamorphosis.
是从一个阶段到另外一个阶段，再到另外一个阶段，是不断的改变，从内到外的转化。
The self-form lives from one stage to the next, and there is an inner change.
你知道吗？神在你在我生命中。是要做成这样的转化和成长的改变。
This is kind of work that God will do in our life.
所以这个字蜕变呢，是在罗马书第十二章的第二节，你们要心意更新而改变而变化。
You must be renewed in your mind and transform.
这个 transform 更新而变化。
Renew and transform
就是生命的蜕变。
And that is the transformation of life.
如果你只是改一些外在的一些生活习惯的，你的里面还没有改变。
If you just change your appearance, you have not changed inside.
所以神是在我们的生命当中做奇妙的转化和改变的。
God wants to do this wonderful transformation in our life.
所以我们再来看为什么我们可以改变，为什么神会改变我们呢
？How come our life can be transformed?
他这里说，所以。是因为有一个原因，所以他说所以啊。
In the verse, it starts with therefore, brothers.
一到罗马书第一到第十一章，他告诉我们的原因。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11, tell you the reason.
大家读过罗马书哈
？You all read the book of Romans.
What's the main thing of Romans? 罗马书的主题是什么呢
？What is the main thing of the book of Romans?
救恩
，about salvation.
第一章告诉我们，神的福音通过耶稣基督临到我们这些罪人。
He talks about the gospel of God through Jesus Christ come to our life.
所以罗马书的可以说是第五个福音书一样的。
It's like the fifth book of gospel.
因为它的主题就是福音这个好消息。
Because the theme of the book is about the gospel, the good news.
所以保罗说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲。劝你们
That's why Paul said, urge you by the grace of God.
他要让我们想起，哇，原来他用了十一章来描述神的慈悲，神的福音带给我们的好消息。
For 11 chapter, he described the grace of God to us.
然后呢，十二章的第一节，他就告诉我们，所以。
And then in chapter 12, he starts with therefore.
因为神所定的计划，就是要拯救我们这些的远离他的一些的罪人。
Because God's plan to save us who have been separated from Him.
你对你的生命满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your life?
啊，你说我已经得救了。
You say I've been saved.
但是当我们得救之后，其实我们继续在成长的过程中。
You know, after you are saved, you continue to transform.
你有没有被神的慈悲来激励你？使你继续的来成长啊。
Have you been urged by the grace of God so that you can continue to transform?
好，你们来，有人想到神的慈悲临到我，特别是你想到罗马书的，神给了你怎样的慈爱，怎样的爱，他的救恩临到你。
What kind of grace, what kind of love from God have you experienced?
罗马书第一章告诉我们
，In the chapter one of Romans,
神的存在，但是我们把它当成。我们把偶像当成神来拜。
There you talk about the God's existence. Now we worship him as if he's an idol.
有没有以前有人是拜偶像的
？Anybody who used to worship idol?
请举手。以前拜偶像啊
？In the old days.
感谢主，神的怜悯临到伯伯啊。
We thank God for God's grace that comes.
让他认识到耶稣基督是独一的真神。
You come to realize that God, Jesus Christ, is the only God.
而且神让你看见那些的偶像不能说话，你。敬拜我们的耶稣基督的时候，才是独一的创造主。
We realize the idol that cannot speak, and we come to know the true God.
另外，第二章、第三章、第四章，保罗在这里告诉我们，神的慈悲临到我们。
And chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, talk about the grace of God that come to our life.
耶稣基督的怜悯、慈爱，有什么怜悯、慈爱临到我们了
？What kind of mercy and love from Jesus Christ come to us?
可以举手吗 ？Anybody know？
我们的罪，
他借着十字架流的血啊，
为我们死，
为我们死。当我们还在做罪人的时候，罗马书第五章，他就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In Romans chapter five, talk about why we were yet sinners, he died for us。
而且这个赦罪的救恩是从我信主到永远。
And this forgiveness starts from the day the moment I believe until eternity.
弟兄姐妹，你知道有时候我们都会偶尔软弱跌倒啊，犯罪的时候，撒旦魔鬼控告我们，圣灵也提醒我们。
Very often when we fall and we are accused by Satan and again the Holy Spirit reminds us.
但罗马书第八章告诉我们，神的慈悲临到我们。
That in chapter 8 says that God's mercy comes to us.
因为在基督耶稣里面呢，不再被定罪了。
Because in Christ we are not condemned anymore.
神的慈悲怎么样临到我们
？How is God's mercy？
他说：“我以神的慈悲来劝你。
”I urge you by the grace of God.
如果我们不被神的慈悲来提醒的话，
If we
很不甘愿的献上自己。
If we are not urged by the grace of God, we would not be willing to give up ourselves.
甚至我们献上的不够激励，不够激情，不够。这种的甘心
，we would not be motivated or enthusiastic about giving up.
当你被一个人的爱越爱你的时候，你越愿意的来付出，对不对
？As you experience more of God's love, you will be more willing.
还有神的爱，除了是让我们认识真神，离弃偶像，让我们被罪我们的罪得赦免，还有呢
？The love of God is that forgive our sin and overcome the world.
呼召和拣选。
呼召拣选在罗马书第八章
That's in chapter 8 that we are being elected
他所认识的人他就呼召他所呼召的人他就称他们为义称他们为义的人他就叫我们效法他的儿子耶稣然后呢叫我们得荣耀
Chapter 8 talk about those who are called who are justified by Christ
所以让我们一起来回顾神的整个的救恩的计划，就是认识、呼召、称义、效法主、得荣耀。
Let's remind ourselves of the plan of God's salvation that we were being called and we justification go through justification,
and then sanctification like Christ.
And so we are sanctified to be like Christ.
And then glorified.
And we will be glorified.
这就是神给我们的生命的计划，而且神的慈爱恩典临到我们。
That's God's plan for our life.
但是很可惜，有时候我们觉得啊，信耶稣等上天难了啊。
Very unfortunately, very often we say we believe and we just wait for heaven.
但是这个人生的过程中，神是在有一个不断的在更新改变我们荣耀他的。
But in life, God wants to continue to change to transform us.
所以保罗说，弟兄们，我
brother,
以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。
I urge you to offer your body as a sacrifice.
所以如何把我们的生命交给主来更新改变呢？
How do we offer our life as an offering to God?
你有没有在新的一年再次的，好像以前穿新衣服一样，哇，很兴奋的，我要穿上基督的新衣。
Are you experiencing that excitement of wearing a new self, a new life?
你要把自己献出来，交出来，你爸爸妈妈给的新衣，你穿上去你就很高兴的，对不对？
And you will offer yourself as a sacrifice to wear that new clothes.
我们的生命，我们的身体，以前是属于这个罪的器皿。
Our life, our body used to belong to the vessel of sin.
但是因着神的慈悲，使我们救出来了。
But because of His grace, that we are being saved.
然后保罗说，你现在一个新人的态度，新人的生命，把自己献上。
Now he said, you are a new creation. You must offer yourself up.
现在做什么？
To offer yourself.
做一个祭物。
To become a sacrifice.
这节圣经我把它分析了之后呢，就加了一些就原文它本身它那个祭物很明显的。它叫我们的生命献出来成为一个祭物。
I separate all these verses so that we can see clearly that God wants us over our life as a sacrifice.
你的生命你的所有的所做的一切都是一个祭献给神的。
那 your life, your whole life will be a sacrifice for God.
那你说不是身体献上吗？
Are we offering our body?
但是身体最重要的不只是外壳。
The body, not just the exterior of body.
如果身体里面没有生命是什么？
Without the inner life, the body will be
真的是尸体。但是感谢主，耶稣基督的圣灵重生了我们。罗马书第八章，圣灵住在我们里面。
I would say that the Holy Spirit coming to our life.
我们的里面是有一个新的生命，加上我们这个身体，就献给主了。
That new life, together with our body, we offer up as a sacrifice.
这个身体成为一个祭。
This body become a sacrifice.
哎，你想到祭想到什么呢？
What remind you of a sacrifice?
在旧约里面的祭要怎么处理啊？
What happened in the Old Testament?
一方面要杀，一方面流血，一方面呢，要献在坛上来焚烧。
It must be killed. It must shed blood, and it has to be burned.
哇，听起来已经觉得很恐怖了。
Something so terrifying to hear.
但是它只是一个比喻。
What is it? It's just an analogy.
这个比喻是说，我们要看为神，看我们为宝贵，我们可以成为馨香的祭，成为一个祭来荣耀他，来献给他。
Since God views us as precious, we want to offer back to Him.
所以呢，这个祭呢有三个形容。
So there are three words that describe this sacrifice.
就是说，神要我们在新的一年里面把我们的生命献给他。
In this new year, God wants us to offer our life as a sacrifice to Him.
是活的。
Is a lively.
活泼，而且充满着生命力的。
Is full life.
很多时候我们献给主的，就是不冷不热的。
Very often we offer to God what is lukewarm.
啊，有也可以，没有可以啊。
Either way is okay.
不够活力。
Without energy.
一个生命是活的时候呢，是充满着从内到外的那种的激情。
But a living sacrifice have a lot of passions.
弟兄姐妹，我回想我自己呢，也是啊，觉得已经到五十岁的时候呢，啊，老婆有了，孩子有了，车子有了，房子都有了。
Now I look at myself at my 50, I got everything I wanted, my wife, my car, my house.
觉得日光之下没有什么新事了。
There's nothing new for me anymore.
但是神在我们的生命当中，他的计划难道就是让我们拥有这些就完了吗？
God's plan is merely for us to have these possessions.
我们的生命是他手所做的工。
Our life is his handiwork.
很多时候我们把焦点放在我们所拥有的东西。
When we our focus is on the thing that we possess.
当我们失去的时候，哎，我们觉得是为什么？神啊，你不给这个工作给我。
When we lost it, then we become depressed. Why are you taking them away?
当我们被人伤害的时候，神啊，为什么这个人这样？
When we are being hurt by others, I say, why did this happen to me?
但是神要我们把自己的生命献上，被他来更新改变。
God wants us to offer our life as a sacrifice for Him to transform.
是充满着激情，充满着活力的。
Something that is full of passion.For energy.
所以呢，我最近呢也是不断的求神，神啊，你更新我，我不想停留在一种好像不够能力、不够激情的这种生活中。
Now I continue pray, God give us the passion so I can live for you.
你包括有时候我们说，哎，大使命，大使命，爱主爱人。
Sometimes we say the Great Commission to love others.
弟兄姐妹，这些都是我们的知道，对不对
？We all know about this.
但是有没有这种激情呢？
那会是 passion.
当你的配偶说一句你不高兴的话，你就马上以恶还恶了。
When you hear something bad from your spouse, then you get angry.
当有人你向他传福音，他不信的时候，你心里就很灰心了。
When you share the gospel and they reject you, you are depressed.
所以这个神说，我要更新改变你，让你能够。有一个活泼的一个祭来献给我。
他 said he want to renew us so that we can have a lively sacrifice for him.
然后呢，这个祭也是圣洁的。
And this sacrifice is also holy.
不只是干净的意思。
Not only is clean.
是一个分别归主所用的意思。
Holy in turn is being separated to belong to God.
以前我们的生命，我们的身体是归向这个潮流、这个时代、这个世界的。
Before our body belonged to the world, belonged to the custom of the world.
但是现在呢，上帝把我们分别出来。
Now God has separated us.
所以称我们为义人。
So that He deem us as righteous.
我们是属神的。
We belong to Him.
属灵的。
We belong to the Spirit.
而且呢，这个祭呢也是神所喜悦的。
And also this sacrifice is pleasing to him.
所以那个蜕变的蜕呢，是那个一个月子那一边啊，提醒我们，神改变我们的生命形态是越来越讨他的喜悦。
That's why in Chinese that transformation includes something that means pleasing to him.
就好像一个毛虫一样，哇，它经过了这个毛虫，它只是在个平面里面。
Like a caterpillar, that was on the plane before.
但是它经过不断的成长，啊，成为一个茧，然后呢，再破茧而出，成为一个蝴蝶。
And it changed to a cocoon, and it break out to become a butterfly.
这就是神在我们生命当中每一个生命的计划。
This is God's plan for every one of our lives.
他要我们变成什么样呢？
He want us to be transformed into what?
什么样？
喜悦，神所喜悦。
神所喜悦的什么样？
Become pleasing to him.
耶稣基督的样子。
To become like Christ.
你说真的是真的吗？可能吗？
Can this be possible?
这是神说的。
But this is what he said.
在罗马书第八章，他说，他呼召的。他称义的，他要我们效法他儿子的模样。
He says those who he called, who he justified, he wants to transform them to become like Christ.
很多时候，我以前也是停留在啊， 像耶稣这个是很高的标准，我觉得很难的。
To be like Christ, it seems almost impossible to me.
但是我们要记住，这是神所定的一个目标。
But this is what God has planned for us.
是一个方向。
It's a direction for our life.
你想一想，如果我们没有这个目标，我们就像什么样呢？
Without this goal, what would we be like?
我们就像世界的样
子。Oh, we can become like the world.
我们的老我的那个老样子。
Our old self would manifest.
我们可能就是那种贪心、骄傲、嫉妒，这种放纵私欲的一个样子。
We would be the prideful, greedy, and just like the world.
但是当耶稣为我们成就了救恩
，After we receive the salvation from Christ,
他借着圣灵在我们里面更新改变我们
，through the renewing of His Spirit within us,
使我们好像这个哥林多后书讲到，他就好像一面镜子一样，耶稣基督照着我们，我们的灵。圣灵使我们与基督面对面的越来越像他。
Like looking through a mirror, we become more like Christ.
这就是圣灵在我们生命当中，而且是神所要成全的计划。
This is the work of Holy Spirit that God wants to accomplish in our life.
你想，你要不要像耶稣的方向，还是像我们的老样呢？
Are we going to be more like Christ or like our old self?
耶稣的。像耶稣的
Those want to be more like Christ.
都是这是应该我们的渴望对不对
This should be the yearning of our heart.
我们觉得就是旧样亏欠了神的荣耀
Because ourselves is diminished the glory of God.
那个老样就是那个旧人
Our old self is just an old person.
但是感谢主那个旧人已经与基督同死了同复活了
And that we thank God that the old person has been crucified with Christ.
所以保罗就提醒我们，神的慈悲临到了我们。
That's why Paul urges that God's grace has come in our life.
当我们这样做，把自己的生命献给主的时候，当着活祭的时候
，When we offer our life as a living sacrifice.
是理所当然的，中文翻译理所当然其实就是合理。
It's something that's reasonable.
啊，它一个原文叫 logical。是合乎逻辑的
is something very logical
因为神拯救了我们就要改变我们而且要使我们得荣耀
because he saved us he wants to transform us so that we can be glorified
好那我们再问如何神要这样做圣灵要这样做那我们该做什么呢
what must we do to work with the Holy Spirit for this transformation
首先你有没有这样的渴望
to first of all do you want to be
如果连这个想被神改变都不想的话，那就肯定就没有改变了。
Do you do not have the desire to be transformed? That is the first requirement.
不要把自己躲在一个外表上面。
Don't hide yourself just on exterior appearance.
把身体献上，就是把身体交出来，把生命呈现给神、给人、给自己看。
To offer our body as a sacrifice, to give it away.
不要戴一个面具
Not just wearing a mask
你知道吗有时候我们戴了面具我们不知道
Very often we do not even realize that we are wearing a mask
我们在教会讲很属灵的话
We talk spiritually in church
哇一到回到家呢就另外一个样
When we become another person at home
甚至我自己是有反省的时候觉得哎呀怎么教人这样自己 也不像
Even though I'm a teacher I say you are making the same mistake
但是我还没有完全
I'm still a work in progress.
感谢主，圣灵提醒我，我要更新，我要突破，我要改变。
I want to be transformed. I want to be renewed by the Spirit.
你知道吗？很多的年轻人，他们从小在长大，到了十八岁，去到大学就离开主。
So many people who grow up in the church after 18, they left the church.
感谢主，这里有很多没有 left church 啊。
I still see young people here.
因为那些离开主的，他们做了一个 survey， 一个调查，是什么原因呢？
They make a survey to find out the reason why.
他们发觉很多的家庭的父母，他们在教会是这样的，在家里面所表达的、所活出的生命，是跟他所讲的不同。
Very often they find parents live one way in church and another way at home.
所以他们觉得这个信仰。Not authentic, 不真实。
Many people that the faith is not authentic.
所以他们到大学的时候离开主。
And so they left church after college.
所以在整个北美的有一个叫做 Do the Normally Six 的计划。
That's why they the in North America they.
一个生命记第六章
Do the Normally Six.
就是说。生命记第六章是父母要在无论是起来坐着行走都要用生命来影响你的儿女、
whether you are getting up or sitting down you must use your life to affect your children
所以我很感谢主相信这边的、弟兄姐妹在你们的生命当中有个榜样有一个成长的这种的榜样
I pray that many of us will be example for our children
导致你看这些年轻人啊，继续的来跟你们一起的服侍主
so the young people will stay to serve God with you together
但是我们每一个人还是要不断的求神让我们更新改变
here we must continue to ask God for transformations
第一怎么做呢
what need to be done
就不要效法这个世界
do not conform to the pattern of this world
他就是不要被这个世界的观念信念呢来mold我们来塑造我们
I mean, do not be molded by the idea or thought of the world.
因为我们从小到大已经被 programmed 了，被我们的生命已经写了很多的程序在我们里面。
We are being programmed by the world since youth.
我们先要发现这些的旧的观念，不好的观念。
We must discover all these old thoughts that is ingrained in us.
而且也不断的学习神正确的真理。观念
We also got to begin to learn a new idea that comes from God.
比如说，中国人有句古话，人不为己，什么？天诛地灭。哇，我们觉得这个好像很有道理的。
The Chinese saying that if people are not selfish, the world will be upside down.
天诛地灭就是这个天最后把我灭掉啊。
He said the heaven will condemn you if you are not selfish.
那我们。从小被这句话影响
We are all affected by this thing
所以有时候自私一下有时候这种、自我中心也觉得没什么
We feel that self-centered is just normal
这就是世人罪人带给我们的一个信念
Because these are the idea of the world that ingrained in our mind
那弟兄姐妹神要我们不要效法这个世界不要被这个世界的这种的观念的蒙了我们啊做塑造我们那应该被神的真理比如说这句话有什么神的真理来更新我们呢
He said, do not conform to the pattern of the world but be molded by God's truth
什么真理可以代替这句话呢
What truth can replace that Chinese idea
人不为己天诛地灭
If you are not selfish the heaven will probably condemn you
啊你要尽心尽意尽力爱人如己啊
God, the Bible says to love the God with all your heart, with all your mind, with your soul.
还有一句，耶稣说，施比受更为有福啊。
Also remember, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
耶稣活出这样的生命呢，他施出他的生命，他成为别人的祝福啊。
Jesus Christ gave his life to become a blessing for others.
哇，我们把这个真理来改代替 reprogram 这个旧的东西。
This truth will become and reprogram our mind.
有些人呢，从小的被霸凌
，bully，
从小被霸凌。
Some many people have been bullied since young youth.
我认识一个女孩子，她是从小的被人欺负骂。
I know a girl who has been bullied by others.
她到了现在二十多岁，一想起那件事呢，就在流泪。
Every time she remembers, even in her twenties, she still shed tears.
然后呢，他从小被霸凌之后呢，或者是被也是被父母忽略，没有去关心他。
She been bullied by other kids and was neglected by her parents.
然后呢，到了现在的观念是我不好，我不够好，我不好。
She always think that I'm not good enough.
你看见吗？这个世界的人，这个世界的事，塑造了我们的过去。
The pattern of the world has molded our life.
但是神说要心意我们的心态心意要被神来 transform 来更新改变
I would say that our mind must be renewed by the spirit
啊，如果用罗马书你会怎么告诉这个长大的小女孩呢
How can we advise this young lady
当你还就是做罪人的时候，基督已经为你神的爱就是向你显明了。
Because while you were yet sinners, God he died for you.
无论你做得好还是不好，够还是不够
，whether you are good or you are bad, or whether you are sufficiently good,
耶稣爱你。
While you were yet sinners, Christ loved you.
没有任何事，没有任何人使我们与基督的爱什么
隔绝了。Then nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
他要被这个真理不只是知道。
Not only does she need to know that truth,
而且是把旧的拿走，把这个新的真的不从头到心都认同，都感受到。
The her, she, from her inner being, she must be accept that new idea.
我们从小到大，甚至有些人因为婚姻失败，因为曾经人际关系有伤害。
Many of us since our youth because of marriage failure or people relationships.
我们活得不够热情。
We lack passion in our life.
我们没有安全感。
We don't feel safe.
我们有很多的障碍绑住我们的。
We are bound by so many barriers.
神要拯救我们，而且要把我们从这个老我不断的更新改变，成为一个蝴蝶一样。飞向天空。
God wants to save us from all these old selves, so we can be transformed like a butterfly.
所以，从罗马书，我们再次看到神更新改变我，他的旨意是全权，是善良，是可喜悦的。
Because His will is perfect, pleasing.
神告诉你，你是可爱的。
God said that you are lovable.
因为你是我的儿女。
Because you are my children.
没有人定你的罪了。
Nobody can condemn you any longer.
你就算是软弱，我已经差派圣灵用说不出的叹息为你祷告。
Even though you are weak, the Spirit will pray for you.
没有任何的逼迫患难可以使你与基督的爱隔绝了。
And nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
我在你生命中有一个计划，是要更新改变你，不断的成长。
Do God have a plan for our life to transform it?
使你活像基督
，so we can live to become like him.
使你热心的服事
，so we can serve him with passion.
使你能够爱人如己
，we can love others as ourselves.
感谢主，给我们的生命有这样的计划。
We can thank God for His plan in our life.
让我们不要去埋怨说为什么他不变，为什么他不变
？Would they start complaining other people not change?
是我
，is I who means me.
我要。我不要效仿这个世界。
I must not follow the pattern of the world.
我要被神的真理、神的心意来更新我的旧的心意。
I want to be renewed by a new idea that comes from God.
我跟我的女儿，十三岁女儿呢，想一个突破。我觉得好像跟她讲话呢，讲几句呢，她就不讲。我就觉得怎么做。家人之间的那个沟通好像这么短呢、啊，而且是没有什么内容内涵的、
啊。I really want to have a breakthrough with my communication with my 13 years old. We are always so short when we talk.
因为呢，我呢是牧师老师呢，所以跟他讲话就常常好像是训他，好像是教导他一样。
Very often I talk to her, talk to her as a pastor teaching her.
而且也觉得蛮有道理，我要教导的，我要教导他们。
I thought I need to teach them.
忽然间跟一个弟兄分享的时候
，One day I was sharing with a brother.
他说，因为你跟他，你所讲的内容，第一太 boring 了，太闷了，而且他不当你是朋友。
She doesn't treat you as a friend.
因为我看见他跟我的女儿，哇，我的女儿跟他的朋友好，很好谈啊，也有说有笑。我觉得怎么我做爸爸的做的那么失败啊
？My daughter often have fun time with her friend, but not with me.
如果我一直停留在你为什么不尊敬我？你为什么这样呢？那我的焦点还在放在谁身上
？Very often, why are you not respecting me?
当我焦点放在我身上，神啊，女儿是这样的时候，我怎么去改变
？When my focus is on myself, how can I transform my daughter?
我怎么样讲的内容她有兴趣
What kind of country can I speak that will interest her?
她的需要是什么？
What is her need?
我要了解她，而且呢，让我放下自己，能够进到她的世界里面去。
How can I lay down myself so I can enter her world?
然后呢，我可不可以做她朋友一样，不要去训她？
Can I become her friend without having teaching her?
当我改变的时候，她会慢慢的影响，受影响。
Can I be transformed so I can affect her?
包括你夫妻关系，包括你跟你的同事、老板的关系
，even our spouse relationship。
那你会说，有时候牧师啊，我都改变了，他还不改啊
？Very often say I've changed, but he never did。
那你就继续的接受他不改的时候，你该怎么改呢
？We must continue to transform ourselves。
就是说，当别人都没有改变，甚至呢，对我们不合理的一种态度的时候。
When the world stays the same and we are being treated unreasonably,
同时也是神要我们学习如何的面对这样的情况。
It's a time that God is transforming us.
你最害怕的一个的东西，可能是你最需要面对的东西。
What you fear the most is something that you maybe need the most.
Need to face or overcome.
Something you need to face and overcome.
所以求神帮助我们。真的是，当我跟我的女儿，哎，我的心态一调整的时候
，Maybe when I adjust my attitude.
啊，昨天跟她一起包水饺
，When we were making the dumpling together.
啊，她包了一个很奇怪的、不像样的水饺。
You look to make something that really odd looking.
我的舅我马上说，哎呀，你应该这样，你应该这样。
My old self would tend to say, "You got it all wrong."
当时我马上停住。
But then I stop right away.
而且女儿，哎呀，你真的有串，你也包的那么漂亮的这个很特别的这个水饺嘛。
You got a very creative design.
啊，然后他就继续包一个，另外又跟很特别的水饺，
然后他拿了
阿华。啊，大家一起很开心。啊，他对我的回应多了也很多了。
So we did some response.
这个很简单的一个生活的小例子。
Maybe these are all little example that we can.
所以。当我们说我们的生命要献上被主改变的时候
，When we all want to offer our life as a sacrifice for Him to transform，
当我们在教会服事的时候，我们看见哇，有这个问题，那个人的问题，那个人的毛病。
When we serve in the church, then we see so many problems。
但是我们先问问自己
，We must ask ourselves，
神啊，你要我学什么
？What do you want me to learn？
你要我用什么新的态度、新的这种的力量来面对这个人、这个事？
What new mindset must I have to face this problem?
当你一直去埋怨、一直去批评的时候，我们把焦点放在别人身上，没有放在自己身上。
Very often, when we complain, we just focus on others.
而且是我们还没有接纳，最基本的就是接纳对方。
We also must accepting other people.
接纳不等于是赞同他所做的是对的。
Accepting doesn't mean that we agree with what they do.
接纳是接纳他的存在。
We accept their being.
接纳他的现况
accept their present condition.
当你有这样接纳的态度的时候，神会给你有更新的意念，更有智慧来处理、来面对。
With that acceptance, maybe God will renew our mind to face the.
包括你在工作上面
，even in our job.
你的老板给你一个很不合理的要求
，your boss asks something unreasonable request of you.
你很大的压力
，you are under a lot of pressure.
如果你一直的去问为什么的时候
，you just keep asking why，
问题没有解决
，the problem will never be solved.
但是当我们说神啊
，but if you ask，
我有这样的反应
，this is my attitude now.
为什么我有那么大的反应
？Why do I act this way？
我要学什么
？What do you want me to learn？
神啊，你要我改变。
In what way must I be changed?
我要靠你的能力来突破。
By your strength, I want to have a breakthrough.
这样，我相信圣灵一定会帮助我们不断的更新、变化而成长。
I believe the Holy Spirit will continue to help us to transform.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
在新的一年，我们穿了新衣服，很漂亮。很多姐妹弟兄穿了一个红色的衣服嘛。
Many of you who dress so nicely for the New Year.
但是我们更需要的就是穿。披戴基督
，We must put on Christ，
让基督的生命
，so the life of Christ，
圣灵的把神的意念更新改变我们
，the Holy Spirit can renew us。
我们一起来祷告
，Let's pray together。
天父，谢谢你
，Heavenly Father， we thank you。
在我们生命中有那么奇 奇妙和宝贵的计划。
That you have a wonderful plan for our life.
你不单称我们为义，
not only do you justify us,
你更更新改变我们。
You also continue to renew and transform us.
使我们越来越像你的儿子耶稣。
So we can become more like your son Jesus Christ.
结出圣灵的果子。
We can bear the spiritual fruit.
荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
主啊，我们不要停留在一个救我的状态中。
Father, we don't want to stay in our old self.
求你帮助我们突破。
Help us to have this breakthrough.
继续的成长。
So we can continue to grow.
也借着时间不断的来成长。
That in time we will grow.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
That we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢
谢。
谢谢。
谢谢。谢谢。
Yeah, we want to share something about praying for the coronavirus in China.
我们都大家都很关注有关武汉所发生的事，在